People look to the future on New Year's Day, but not one Portland area man. His interest is in the past.
His passion is preserving sounds recorded long ago. Ray Summers and photographer Dale Burkholz listen to The Wonders on Wax.
So I haven't heard this cylinder yet, so we'll hear it all together.
Glenn Sage listens to the past.
That was Angelo Pintucci. Edison tried to release some operatic and serious material around 1906.
30 years before that, Thomas Edison shocked the world with pieces of tinfoil.
It was wrapped around a drum, and you would hand crank it, and it was a wonder. People had never heard a disembodied voice before mechanically reproduced. It was just totally amazing.
Sage focuses on Edison's next improvement.
This would be it. These were the brown wax cylinders that people could buy at their record store and take home.
The things our great-grandparents may have listened to. Acoustic recordings, high-tech in their day.
The recording starts here, and 2 minutes later, 2.5 minutes later, it's here, and it's done. You don't flip it over, that's just one song or one band.
To make them, musicians crowded close to the recording devices.
They would probably put 5 to a dozen phonographs and they would huddle them all together so all these horns were close to each other. But the band playing as loudly as they could into the assembled horn.
Took a lot of energy to transfer sound through wax. Each early recording introduced by an announcer speaking loudly.
The Washington Post March, played by Sousa's band. For the Columbia Phonograph Company of Washington, D.C. Something like that.
Across the country, cylinders brought music into the home. Whistlers and banjo players. And vocalists.
Probably the most popular was George J. Gaston. One of my favorites.
In his home, Sage transfers from cylinder to computer. Making the music of Collins and Harlan and hundreds of others available to listeners in the 21st century.
This was the state of the art, and we're getting 2.5 minutes of the 19th century. And that means something to me as a person, also bearing in mind that all these people are dead. They're all gone. And so we have the memories of these people in these sound recordings.
They are, he feels, sounds worth saving. Ray Summers at Large, the photographer Dale Burkholz.
Glenn Sage doesn't charge for making copies of old cylinders. He does have a 2-year backlog, though, of work that's waiting for him. Sage sells CD samplers of songs from the wax cylinders. For more information on that or to get in touch with him, go to our website, coin.com.